Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Micah Bornstein, the Education Director for South Shore Arts and the Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra. Micah, this is your first time here at Eye on the Arts.
Yes, it is.
This is very exciting. Are you excited about doing this?
I'm terribly excited. Yes. This is a wonderful room, and it's
padded.
Very comfortable. It's padded. I wasn't going to mention that, but
we can bounce off
nubbly.
The walls. So Micah and I work together, so that's why I can talk to him in a very casual, relaxed, familiar manner. What are you here to talk about today, Micah? That's your first question that you gave me. I think that's a really brilliant question.
John, I'm here to talk about the annual education concert, the Mary Elizabeth Hanna Education Concert that the Symphony Orchestra's been putting on for a number of years.
Yes.
This year it's One Small Step, a lunar landing adventure.
Yes.
It's in honor of the 50th anniversary of the United States landing on the moon.
We've been hearing so much about that.
Yeah, and many great NPR stories past several weeks.
Yes, yes. So, I know we did a space-related concert with a fellow from Adler Planetarium a number of years ago that was a very popular education concert. Of course, back in those days, we were still performing at the Star Plaza Theater. This year, we'll be doing the education concerts where?
At the auditorium at Living Hope Church in Merrillville, 9000 Half Street in Merrillville, to be specific. It's actually the home now of the Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra. After a season of wandering, we have found one home. What is it, John? One orchestra?
One orchestra,
one home, I think.
Thank you. I'm the one asking the questions here.
No questions for John.
So that's an excellent theme. And what is the concert comprised?
Yeah, so this year we have a lot of popular selections from both well-known composers, classical music, such as the Mars piece from the Holst's Planets.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have a lot of music from films that young people, as well as the teachers who are joining the young people, will recognize. The theme from Star Wars, for example. I believe we're going to have the opening to Space Odyssey, 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not entirely sure. The program's still somewhat in draft form right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there'll be a lot of music that is both exciting and recognizable to young people.
And that's one of the benefits of these children's education concerts is, in addition to the educational aspect of it, of course, is that kids get to go to a live performance of music, and they wouldn't necessarily ever have that opportunity otherwise. They get to see professional musicians perform live on a stage right in front mm-hmm. of them, and they learn about the etiquette of going to the theater. As it were, the auditorium at Living Hope Church is beautiful space, and very comfortable, and then they get to learn about different facets of classical music and pop's music as well, movie music, and all of the different instruments that comprise the orchestra. Yes,
yeah, it's one of my favorite things about this, and it's actually how the concert's most different, I think, from your typical symphony concert. It's you know, Maestro Kirk walks the audience through demonstrations of each of the musical instrument families.
Mm-hmm.
He engages the audience directly.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bit of fun. There's audio-visual presentations. But I think my most favorite part is the fact that because this is such a big event for young people, because they don't have maybe have never been to a symphonic
right.
concert, they come all dressed up in their best duds,
I know,
which
I
is adorable.
They don't have to.
No, it's absolutely not required.
We don't want to scare anybody away, but yes, we have seen that many times over the years, and it is adorable. are there scholarship money? Because it's how much? $6 per
yes.
ticket.
So $6 per ticket. But for schools that request it, we will take requests for scholarship tickets,
mm-hmm.
and we can defray the cost by as you know, the entire cost or partially, depending on the need of the school. We want everybody to come who wants to come, and we
right.
want to remove the barriers that stand between
right.
access to this experience.
And we
experience.
Know that the schools have to pay for buses and
Absolutely.
Stuff like that, so this would help offset some of that. Well, I think that this is coming up in October this year.
Mm-hmm.
October 8th and 10th.
Mm-hmm. Three performances this year, which is different from last year. So that is important to note. Three performances over 2 days this
mm-hmm.
year.
Mm-hmm. And teachers can get a hold of you.
Right. You can call me directly. My phone number is area code 219-836-1830. 839 extension 101, and I will reserve your seats for you. Or you can reach me via email, and that's Micah, M-I-C-A-H, at southshorearts.org. Mm-hmm. It might just be easier for you to call me, though, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's a long email address. All right, Micah. Well, thanks for being here, and congratulations on getting you through your first Eye on the Arts interview.
It was a blast.
Okay, good. I like to hear that. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.